Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Steve Cypress here. Oh, just realized I did not choose a rhino of the day. Let's see what I happen to have at my disposal. Look at that. Here we go. We have the rhino of the day is this magnet head of a rhino that I keep on my file cabinet behind me. Now, one cool thing about this rhino is that they must have known that it's mine, because if you followed along, you see I share a rhino of the day every day, and very often my rhinos have their horns, ears, whatever delicate parts were extending out, snapped, broken, bruised, bent, whatever. But check this out. They must have known it was from me, because when I drop this one on the floor, it doesn't break. The horn just pops out, and I can pop it right back in. The ears pop out, and I can just pop them right back in. And so how cool is that? And that's why, and plus they're rubber. So it kind of bends. So that's why this one is in excellent shape, even though it has definitely fallen several times. In fact, the one next to it has a little broken. This is not the rhino of the day, but it has a broken tip on that ear and broken horn, because these are not removable. Those are breakable. All right, that's the rhino of the day. Let's get right to it. Alan is here. Lee Werner is here. Tony Branch, Coach Tony, is here. Great seeing all of you. And you might notice, I'm now noticing now a little sheen on me from the perspiration. Even though I live in Arizona, I hate air conditioning, and it topped out today well over 100, and my ceiling fan is doing just fine, and sweating is good for you and very healthy, and do not have the air conditioning on up here in my office. And so that's the way it is. But I'll take a dip in my pool every so often and cool off, and then I'll come back up and get back to work and get some of the sweat out of my eyes. Okay, so here we go. Direct Mail Monday. I'm going to share three pieces, and two are great ideas. Now, this could be a great idea, but I don't deal with these. This is Money Mailer. This is if you sell low-end discount stuff to Burger King, Big Mac, Burger, whatever, Burger King, Whoppers, two Whoppers for $2, whatever, you know, $2 off a pizza, that kind of stuff. This is for the low-end consumers, the Walmart shoppers. Nothing wrong. Walmart, you know, makes a ton of money selling a ton of stuff, and Money Mailer helps lots of people sell lots of stuff. But if you sell high-end stuff, which I work with clients who sell high-end, big-ticket stuff, and therefore help people a lot, because that's the value proposition. They give a lot of value. They can ask for a lot in return for fees and cost. But when you give very little in value, like an order of fries, all you can get in return is a buck. And so Money Mailers, for those low-end offers, I just don't deal with it, and I really don't ever open it except on Direct Mail Monday. And there's one, if you go back a month or two, I actually couldn't believe it till I was done, and I checked, but I was on here for over 2 hours on a Direct Mail Monday within the last couple of months. I went over and gave a critique of every single piece in a, I think was a Valpak, there were two of them, Valpak, Money Mailer, Clipper, Coupon, whatever. I had two of those, and I went through like all 30 or 40 pieces, and each one of them gave a critique. It took hours. And that'll help you in not just direct mail, of course. I was talking about offers, headlines, websites, taking people from online to offline, describing business, target marketing, everything you could think of under the sun. You might want to check that one out. Okay, here are the two pieces I got that have great ideas in them, and I'll share these. Number one, I talk about this a lot. It's my AARP. Yes, I'm an old guy. They started marketing to me, I think, when I was about 48 or 49. Because you can start to join when you're 50. So they were softening that beachhead and getting me engaged even before they could offer me membership. And membership, I talk about a lot, is only like 15, 20 bucks a year for this thing. And that's because they're not only they're not making any money on the membership, of course, they're losing money, quote, on the membership, because they mail me stuff, a monthly magazine, newsletter. They're always mailing me stuff like this. cost a heck of a lot more than whatever I pay him in dues just to send me a bunch of stuff. However, the ARP is actually an insurance business. And so this says right there, they're not even mincing any words here, life insurance rates are enclosed. And this, for some reason, must have been on the floor of the garage, I guess, or maybe the mail lady ran over it, but it's got some tire tracks on there. But I'm not even going to open it, but and you see on the back, it says it's the AARP Life Insurance Program from New York Life Insurance Company. So they're always trying to sell me car insurance, life insurance, health insurance, I guess, whatever it is, AARP, an insurance company. Now, why is that a great idea? Anybody can use in their business, because what you want to do in your business is, regardless of what membership or what product or what service you sell, think about what other service or products or memberships your people might want to buy. So even if I joined AARP because I want to get the monthly magazine, well, if I'm over 50, I might also be thinking about life insurance. I might be thinking about my legacy and leaving something to those that are coming after me. So they're thinking, what else might I want? And you want to do the same thing. So don't cubbyhole yourself into like whatever few products or services you offer. Think about what other products, services, or memberships your customers, clients, patients, members also might be interested in, and let them know about those, because there are providers of just about every product, service, membership under the sun that will actually reward you and pay you some kind of a finder's fee, referral fee, affiliate fee, whatever you want to call it, for introducing them to a new prospect or a new client or a new customer. So think about what else, even if it's got nothing to do with your company, AARP, an Association for Retired People, what's that got to do with insurance? Well, to AARP, everything. But if I'm thinking, you know, gee, I'm a retired person, like, I don't think automatically that means I got to buy car insurance. And yet AARP gets you to join as a membership because their magazine, their emails, everything they talk about is, I've shared the magazine once in a while, they always have, you know, a over 50 or 60-year-old actor or celebrity on the cover. So we relate to that and go, oh, I remember that show when I was a kid and that person was on there. And, you know, oh, I like that. And they make references in the articles to things that they know that people of this age like. They talk about the good old days and, they talk about the bands of the 70s and the 60s, and that's the, in a few years, they'll be talking about bands of the 80s, because those people will be 50. But also, what they're really doing is also selling New York Life Insurance. New York Life Insurance is not AARP, but AARP has a partnership with New York Life Insurance to sell insurance. What kind of partnerships, what kind of arrangements can you make in your business because your prospects, your customers, your clients, your patients are buying that anyway? They might as well buy it on your recommendation, and you get paid some kind of a finder's fee. I'm sure if I open that up and respond, I'm going to some special website or I'm calling some special number that lets them know I came through my membership at AARP. AARP is going to be handsomely rewarded for introducing me to New York Life. They'll even say in there probably I get a special AARP rate because I'm an AARP member with New York Life Insurance. You can set those things up too in your business. Give people a special rate if they come on your recommendation of somebody else's business. The possibilities are endless, folks. You don't have to provide all these other products or services. I'm not telling you to start learning how to be a doer of all these different things. I'm saying learn how to be a marketer of all those different things. Why not? Heck of a lot more money in marketing than doing. And if you don't agree, you might want to watch my Foundation Friday video of 3 days ago where I talked just about that, the number one critical transformation every business owner must make. 95% or more of them never do. Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns about that? Oh, look at all the people that have joined. Keith, Karen, Steve, Jerry, Jeremy, Danley, Brian McLaughlin. Lots of people are on board. Thanks for being here. Next brilliant idea is check this one out. This comes from the U.S. Post Office. So, yes, even the U.S. Post Office can do something brilliant, believe it or not. You wouldn't believe that if you actually just walked into the place, although I say there almost is no better service that I've ever heard of in the history of Earth where you can give them 50 cents and they will carry your letter to anywhere in the U.S. in a few days. 50 cents. That's ridiculous. The manpower it takes and the machinery it takes and the gas money it takes and the trucks and the planes and the carriers and all their, talk about insurance, all their benefits and their insurance and their pensions and all that takes to carry my letter all the way across the country if I want, door to door, for 50 cents. If you're not taking advantage of that fact, that's why we're here in direct mail money. If you're not taking advantage of that unbelievably low rate, and there are lower rates when you do things like this, pre-sorted first-class mail. So even the post office uses that reduced rate. All right, and so here's what happened. People that know me might know that my mom passed away about 3 years ago. And really silly is that I never had the address change. I got appointed. It's a long story short, but I had to go through all this court legal mumbo-jumbo and get appointed as the executor, or else things just weren't going to be happening properly. And that took place, I don't know, about a year, year and a half ago. And at that point, I should have had all the mail sent to me. Silly me. Just found out that there were some important papers that were still going to my mom's address, where my sister, for some reason, still will not leave the place. Again, long story for another day, or maybe not for any day. But I was like, wait a minute, why is she getting these official notices? They need to come to me. So I went online. You go online nowadays to change the address, but it was like, oh no, not for an executor, for an estate. You need to come into a location and show proof. I had to bring in death certificate and the court order appointing me as the executor to prove that I have the right to get somebody else's mail delivered to my house. So I had my mom, Lynn Cypress, or Marilyn R. Cypress, her mail delivered to my address. And so this thing comes, and it fooled me. You see, I opened it. It says verification required. Now, first of all, why is verification required if it's already, it's coming to me? There, it's verified. It's coming to me. But okay, I'm like, this is something official, verification required. And it is. But this is a pretty thick envelope for a verification piece of paper. And it didn't even dawn on me, so I opened it. And sure enough, the verification, I guess, I'll look at this, is 2 pages. No, it's 1 page. So here it is. It's even just one side of 1 page. I got to do something to verify this and who knows what. But check it out. Here's the brilliant idea. Right on the back, boom! It's a change of address after all, right? So they got a store locator and a local directory of all kinds of stores in my area and all kinds of government services. Like here is the community resources, the governor, the U.S., my senators. Unbelievably, I'm so ashamed that my two senators are two of the worst senators in the history of mankind, John McCain and Jeff Flake. I cannot believe that my fellow Arizonans actually voted for these people. U.S. House of Representatives, government, USA.gov, voter registration, whatever. So, and then store locator. Now, do you think these are all the stores anywhere near me? Of course not. These stores undoubtedly paid money to the United States of America for the right to be printed on the verification when somebody is moving to a new place. They want you to know there's where the hardware store, because that's something new movers are definitely going to need to go to the hardware store and screw something in, get some light bulbs, get some, you know, whatever, the new lining for the drawers. So, you know, you go to the hardware store and the Bed Bath and Beyond. They're going to need to get some crates and some draperies and some bath towels and whatever for the new place. Kohl's, Lowe's, another hardware store, Big Lots, discount store, on and on. Brilliant. Are you doing this in your business? When you send out any kind of notice at all, are you charging money to other businesses to piggyback on your mailing? All they could say is no. Like, ask them, would they like to piggyback on your mailing going to X number of X type of people? You know who your clients, patients, members are. They're this general age, gender, location, income, you know, status, job status, marital status, religion, dog owners, whatever it is. People, again, businesses want to reach out to these people, and this is a not quite an endorsement, but it's very close to an endorsement. So it's not just that Bed Bath & Beyond places an ad, it costs a lot of money on TV, and then, I don't know. This is from me. Hey, welcome to a new client. And on the back, I said, here are some other resources. Boom. These people are going to pay me money to be listed as other resources. How cool is that? Brilliant idea. But it doesn't stop there. That's just the back of the one page. Like I said, this thing is a thick mailing, so look at the rest of it. Boom! They're not messing around. This is the U.S. government, by the way. You almost never see anything smart being done by the U.S. government, but I have to say, this is brilliant. Look at all this money the U.S. Postal Service is bringing in from various services. You know, so they, you know, again, this is, I'm the executor of the estate, so maybe it's not exactly very proper to say, congratulations, Marilyn R., welcome to the neighborhood, when my mom passed away 3 years ago. But, it, you know, this is variable printing, and they're including her name, and they're just putting it on there, even the very few that are changed in my circumstance. But for probably over 99% of the people who moved, they're alive. And so this could be very effective. DirecTV says, hey, here's our offer. Boom, $200 off. Boom, because when you move, you might want to hook up to DirecTV. Maybe the cable company you had isn't in this area or whatever. 10% off, there it is again, Lowe's. Because when you move in, oh, and what are they talking about? They're going to give a message that's all about the who, right? The WOW strategy. I talk about the first W in the WOW strategy that I created is the who, your target market. And so they're saying, let's tackle your move-in list together. They're speaking right to the person getting this, again, if the person's alive, which is in 99% of the cases, I'm sure. And so, you know, do you need new paint? Well, then let's get rolling. Ha-ha, see what they did there? Paint, rolling. And so 10% off at Lowe's. And I assume that these are also going to be similarly related to a new mover with all these offers. Bed Bath & Beyond. See, they didn't just pay to be on the back of that first page, this official confirmation change of address letter, but they also included a 20% off your entire purchase of Bed Bath & Beyond. And you're moving, right? So why don't you move to something better? Cox Communications, and there's their offer if you don't want the DirecTV, or even if you do, this is for internet and phone service. Welcome to the neighborhood from the Pottery Barn. And I can go on and on. But every one of these is going to be some kind of make the move, another directive, make the move. See, so see what they did there? It's all about moving. In this area, you're definitely going to want pest control, especially this time of year, to get rid of the scorpions and assorted other critters that are coming along, tarantulas. And so overstock.com, and here's a furniture thing, and here's a Kohl's home sweet new home. See what they did there? It's all about the new mover. Welcome, neighbor. Simply home security, new home, got to install a new security system. Wayfair, I see that thing on TV. That's furniture. What is this, Schwan, some kind of food. Delicious family meals, $25 off. Crate and Barrel, save 15%. Welcome to the neighborhood from World Market, whatever that is. Pier 1, complete your new home. Inside and out. See what they say there. So maybe you don't have, you know, and it's not a new mover notification, but maybe they're a new client. So for instance, I'm a marketing consultant. I help people make a crap load of ridiculous amounts of money and work a lot less and have a lot less stress in their business. So maybe I would put in or have my clients or people that provide services to help people market their business and sell them sponsorships of my welcome letter to my new client, and they can say, like, maybe you need a new email system, and maybe you need someone to help with your Facebook ads, and maybe you need someone to help create your graphics and make up postcards for you that don't just look pretty, they actually make money, and so forth. And so that's a brilliant idea that every business can do. I think that's genius. So those are the two brilliant ideas. Some of these are another thing you can do. They're known when they are for your business. They're known as a bounce back coupon. Commonly, you see that when you order takeout. You get a pizza, comes with a bounce back coupon. You know, $2 off your next pizza, right? They want you to bounce back and order again. So when you order some in the mail from or getting shipped from Bed Bath & Beyond, they might include a bounce back coupon, and you could do the same. That'll say, hey, you got 20% off your entire first purchase to save on your new home. See what they did there. And here's 20% off your next purchase, a bounce back coupon, so they can have you come back. Studies show, back last time I checked, that you need someone to shop with you three times to establish a new habit. right? So Pizza Place wants to give a bounce back coupon so that if you got some special deal and ordered from a new pizza place instead of your regular one, well, that's just once. You're going to go right back to your regular one. So they want to give you a bounce back coupon so you come a second time and a bounce back for the third time and a bounce back. And then by then it's like, hey, you know what? This is our new pizza place. So whether it's bounce back to you or it bounces to somebody else, those are the brilliant ideas that anybody can implement in any business, and I dare you to find a business that you can't do this in. If you think you can't, I might have to save this to verify it, I challenge you to challenge me, and I will show you that I can, in fact, come up with a way you can make a ton of money with that. You go to 25kin25.com. That's my guaranteed, I find you $25,000 or more in one 25-minute consultation, and I do that for free. So go to 25kin25.com. If you don't think that it can find that I can find a way in whatever business you might have to use one of these strategies and make you a ton of cash. Or just figure it out on your own. Go to your own marketing consultant, board of directors, partners, whoever does your marketing. But I suggest you might want to get it done. All right, let's go to any questions, comments, concerns. Keith says hello. Keith, you know, and you got to run. I was going to say something to Keith because I have a friend that is using his app. Keith is a genius who made up an app that's going to revolutionize the real estate industry. And I just found out that a friend, a neighbor I have here, is been trying to sell their home with an agent and the realtor and the regular thing and not going along well. So they're using his app, for sale by owner app. Phil is here. Kathy's here. On and on and on. Thanks, everyone, for being here. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns, hellos, goodbyes. I hope everyone enjoyed today. I hope you will be back tomorrow on Topical Tuesday, where I will take something out of the always unbelievably. Isn't it amazing how earth-shaking the news is almost every day? I don't recommend you pay attention to it. Just clock on for tomorrow for my Topical Tuesday video, and I'll let you know something that's going on in the news. It's undoubtedly earth-shaking, but if you look back at whatever was earth-shaking 6 months ago, you'll see that it was either a false alarm or didn't really matter at all or whatever, because that there's no longer a news industry. It's an entertainment industry, and they know what they're doing. They're entertaining it. But I will entertain you tomorrow, and I will share something topical that's going on and make a business lesson out of it. So I hope you'll be with me tomorrow. And what do we got here? Phil says, just got here. So forgive me if you've already covered this. What do you got? All the offers are based on discounts. Isn't there a better way to attract that doesn't hurt sell price? Maybe, maybe not. You got to test. Often for a first-time buyer, a discount is a great way to attract a first-time buyer. And all these discounts, it's a new mover program, Phil. Came with a change of address card. So I didn't, not me, I'm still here, but I changed the address to have my mom's mail. My mom passed away 3 years ago to have it sent to me. And with the verification of the change of address came all these offers for, hey, this is for your new home. So for a first time, that's the only real time that you should offer a deep discount on your product or service. Great question, Phil, is to attract a new customer. I call that my iceberg mentality of creating your irresistible offer. We talked about the first W of the WOW strategy, the who, and now we're talking about the irresistible offer, the O. In the middle of the WOW strategy. The last W stands for the way or ways that you use to get that irresistible offer in front of your chosen who. In this case, it's direct mail because it's Direct Mail Monday, so that covers the WOW strategy. The irresistible offer to attract a new customer, you might want to have a first-time customer, client, patient, member discount only available for your first time. In this case, only available in the first week of your move, first month of your move, on the first day of your move, whatever it is. That can attract the new client. I don't suggest that you make a common habit of offering discounts to your customers. You will condition them. I think this is what you're getting at, Phil. You'll condition them to wait until you, every few weeks or month or every couple of whenever, you offer a discount, and then they'll buy. They just won't buy at full price if you're always offering discounts. So I don't suggest it, but for new customer, client, patient, member only, deep discount is a good way to attract them. It often makes your offer irresistible. That's it for Direct Mail Monday. And Lee Werner says, thank you. Thank you for being here, Lee. And give my best, of course, as always, to the wonderful Donna Werner. That'll do it for today. I see I bring a smile to my face just thinking about Donna and you, Lee. Nothing personal. Smiling about you, too. But I love you guys. And thanks for being here today. I'll be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday. Thanks for the likes. Thank everybody for being here today, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Now I click the button. It says end live video, and Mark Zuckerberg will ask me, do you want to end the live video? At which point I will click it again. And there it is. I can either cancel or I will end. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.